U.S. military and intelligence officials are struggling to know their enemy in Iraq. To learn about a low-tech insurgency, the U.S. needs so-called human intelligence. That's information from people, not from satellites or wiretaps. And after more than a year of fighting, that information is still in short supply. U.S. officials told NPR's Tom Gelton that the human intelligence effort faces serious problems.
It's one thing to say better human intelligence is needed, something else to get it.
We live and die on intelligence in Iraq. You know, if we could find all the insurgents, our problem would go away. The trouble is we're not very effective at it.
Michael Vickers used to gather human intelligence as a covert CIA agent. Now he's at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments. Human intelligence was, for a while, less popular in the intel world than electronic intercepts and satellite imagery. Now there's a wide consensus that the capability needs to be rebuilt. But Vickers says that just ordering up more human intelligence specialists won't help unless they know something about the country where they're assigned.
Because you go in blind to begin with, and so just having a lot of people in that kind of job doesn't necessarily generate a lot of useful intelligence for you. So, you know, it's something everybody wants, but it's hard to get.
Some of the challenges of getting good human intelligence, or HUMINT as it's called, can be seen in the Army's use of tactical HUMINT teams in Iraq. They're groups of four or more intelligence specialists attached to a combat unit. Until he was injured in Iraq last November, former Army Staff Sergeant David DeBato was a tactical HUMINT team leader. He says his team members were expected to find out about weapon stockpiles and insurgent activity, even if it meant paying for the information.
One of our main goals was to develop sources, people that would tell us things, either on a one-time or hopefully on a regular basis. And sure, there are funds to do that, and we would actually pay people if they requested it for information, sure.
A senior Pentagon official says the Army Tactical HUMINT Teams, or THTs as they're called, are responsible for, quote, some of the best actionable intelligence we get, unquote. That is, intelligence solid enough that U.S. forces can act on it. But it's not easy. Because of the security risks in Iraq, the tactical HUMINT teams go out heavily armed and escorted by other combat troops, typically in a convoy of at least four armored vehicles. Bob Bayer, who worked covertly in Iraq for the CIA in the mid-1990s, says he can't believe the Army THTs get much information operating like that.
Frankly, it's impossible, the mechanics of it, to go out and have a clandestine agent meeting, which by definition means one-on-one. That's the only way you can protect your sources. You can't have a whole crowd going with you to a meeting. And if you do, your source is exposed and runs the risk of being assassinated.
Indeed, that's apparently what's happened in Iraq. According to a senior intelligence official, 37 Iraqis who had collaborated with human intelligence teams were killed in a single one-month period this spring. When asked about that report, a military intelligence officer deployed in Iraq said in an email that, quote, no source working under THT oversight has been lost to reprisal, unquote. But not all Iraqi sources are under THT oversight all the time. David DeBato says his team constantly heard from their collaborators that they were being threatened.
Many other Iraqis did not want their fellow Iraqis to work with the coalition forces, and many of them literally took their lives in their hands by speaking to us. Many were threatened, and although it never happened to me, I am aware that some informants were attacked, and I believe some were killed.
Iraqis working for U.S. forces as drivers, bodyguards, and translators, of course, have been regularly targeted. Analyst Anthony Cordesman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says such reprisal killings are inevitable.
The Iraqis, whether they are providing human intelligence information or involved in the government, are all relatively soft targets. To insurgents, to Islamists, they are people who can be killed much more easily and with less risk than Americans. So this is in no sense surprising. It happened in Vietnam. It's happened in other countries beforehand.
But the idea of 37 Iraqi THT sources being killed in a single month, according to the official familiar with that report, may also indicate that the tactical human teams working in Iraq were not adequately prepared for their mission. This reflects a lack of sensitivity and experience, the official said. To join an Army human team, soldiers must go through a 16-week course, but they can be assigned to the program as a fresh reservist or even straight out of boot camp as an 18-year-old. Bob Baer says that's a far cry from what the CIA requires of people like himself before sending them out as covert operators.
First of all, they've been through college. They have a fair amount of maturity. Maybe they're in their early 30s. And even then, it takes 10 years to season somebody as a case officer, whether they're a military case officer or CIA, in order to judge the information, judge the people you're dealing with, check on bona fides. And sending these kids out at that age with that kind of training, you're going to get bad intelligence, no question about it.
An Army Tactical Human Team member is not expected to operate independently and undercover like CIA agents do, but the question of whether the THTs are sufficiently prepared for the missions they face in Iraq has gotten high-level attention. A report from the Army's Joint Readiness Training Center last fall concluded that poorly trained or weak human team leaders resulted in the mismanagement of human intelligence assets. The Army report also concluded that what good intelligence the human teams did collect was not always well used by the commanders to whom it was given. Former human team leader David DeBato agrees.
Everywhere from the lower echelon commanders all the way up to the core and headquarters level officers really did not have a firm understanding of what the human resources could offer to them. So very, very often, the information that we compiled and sent up the chain of command was never used. And that did create a lot of frustration among the human teams.
The intelligence officer deployed in Iraq, not wishing to be identified, said the performance and management of the tactical human teams has, quote, dramatically improved in the months since the Army report as a result of lessons learned during their real-world operations. Anthony Cordesman, who has a new book called The War After the War, says this only shows that the U.S. military was not as well prepared for the aftermath of the Iraq War as it should have been.
If we had been really well organized for human intelligence from the start, much of the insurgent movement would never have gotten organized or grasped any of the amount of momentum that it had.
That point, in fact, is not disputed at the Pentagon, where officials readily acknowledge there are a lot of things they would have done differently in Iraq. The need for better intelligence is one of the top lessons coming out of this war. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.